Hi, friends, and welcome to my podcast, Socialistic Approach. This is Sharon, and today I want to bring, I think, a topic that's so needed right now. This podcast is intended to really bring a social approach to a lot of dilemmas that we may have and how we can be a better community to each other, and not just a better community, but to be able to really look at our biases and our differences and come together. I think that is so needed, and it's not just needed now, it's needed at all times. You know, by creating walls of separation through our own ideals and our lack of willingness to really connect with other people, to be intentional about how we connect with others, how those people can be a progressive attribute to our lives and vice versa, I think we fail to really open the door for opportunities in our lives. I am a big advocate of self-care, self-love, because I've struggled with those things and I still do. It's a constant reminder for myself to give myself my own platform in my life in the midst of stress, in the midst of, you know, a lot of work, school, and, you know, those people that are around you that are counting on you, to really give myself a spot, an important spot, to not forget myself. But there's a lot of talk about self-care. And, you know, it's funny because so many of us lack that and want to get better at it. And we're throwing it on each other's face constantly. But a lot of times we forget that not everybody's in the position to provide themselves the self-care or the love, the compassion that they may need in that moment. That to be able to provide themselves time, rest, self-care, there is something that's required, that's needed. We talk about self-care, but we forget about community care. And I saw a post related to this not long ago, and it really, really inspired me to speak about this topic because it's something that I personally have been feeling. Where do I sometimes find the strength, the time, and the ability to give myself what I need? Our lives aren't structured the same way. Our lives don't function the same way. We are living in a systematic prison sometimes, a systematic economical prison. You know, capitalism, it's so backed up and influenced by greed that, you know, for a everyday person, and what I mean by that is someone who works for a big corporation, or, you know, it's set up with these things that we're taught and told our whole lives, that you have to get a house by a certain age, that you have to get a family, you have to get married. You know, these are the things that adults do. We become imprisoned and in so many ways to try to achieve those things, including being in debt, including sacrificing ourselves, sacrificing our family, sacrificing time with our loved ones, sacrificing so many things that life is trying to show us and bring to us by this system that we're in. And so, because many of us are functioning in that and have responsibilities, have families, have jobs, think about a person who has two jobs, three jobs even. Someone who has not managed to get a full-time job. So therefore, in order to make the wages that they need to survive, they have to work up to three jobs. jobs that are providing them with minimum wage or somewhere near it, jobs that are providing them 15 to 20 hours a week, that they have no medical care provided or any other benefits because they're not full-time employees. And if you were but can't afford it, you're kind of in the same boat. How do we tell a person who's juggling all those jobs, you need time to, you know, some self-love and self-care. You need some time to go get a pedicure. You need to go, you know, get a massage when they're thinking about how they're going to get their next bill paid or how they're going to fill the fridge next week. So community care, how do we show up for others? You know, we've talked on this podcast about how we show up for ourselves. But I think we forget that when we show up for others, we're showing up for ourselves too. Let me explain. We are connected. We are intended to be in communion. And we are intended to be in union. And when we are not giving that area of our lives also its place, we're not honoring that. We're becoming or going into very individualistic lifestyles. It's no wonder that people feel so lonely nowadays. We were literally thinking about what we're going through, what's happening to us, and we forget that our peers are here to help us and we're here to help them. It is important to be inclusive when it comes to community work, when it comes to community care, because it gives you something. When you give something to another person freely, there's something that you receive that is unexplainable. It fills your soul and your heart, and it helps you become a better you. Because by stepping into another person's circumstance gives you a new outlet, a new view on life itself, who you are as a person, your ability to impact other people. And to me, that's priceless. So community care, how can we show up today for someone else? If we're seeing someone struggle, if we're seeing someone that really can use some time for themselves, a new mom. You know, I have two girlfriends that, you know, are new mommies in the middle of this COVID, and I'm constantly really reminding them of, you know, taking care of themselves and, you know, speaking for themselves and asking for what they need. But I really reflected on how I can step up as a friend, even if I have my own challenges and struggles, and help them in this new journey that they're in. You know, can I sit, you know, with them? Or I constantly remind them, if we're hanging out together, bring the kid, you know, like, I'll hold them while you eat. But just little things like that can go such a long way. And, you know, we have to step outside of ourselves and be aware of what's happening around us. Because I think this is how we miss sometimes how people that we love dearly and are close to us are drowning. Are drowning, and they've been sticking out that hand for a long time and we're not seeing it. And unfortunately, in a lot of situations, sometimes it's even too late. And I don't want to hit a delicate subject here, but I think that as the audience, as you guys as the audience, can put that together. Sometimes we don't see certain things, and I think that none of us want to carry that. So ask yourself, who in my life is important to me? Who in my life do I feel is struggling? Who in my life have I maybe given advice to or thrown the, you need to take care of yourself, you need to be this and that, but have we taken the time to actually offer them something to facilitate what we want them to do for themselves? That's an important question. And that's one that a really good friend, really good sister, really good mother, really good husband, brother, lover will ask. What can I do for you today? How can I make this burden easier? How can I help? What do you need? Friends, I hope that in this season of giving, of sharing what this season really should mean, what at the heart of it, we should truly be celebrating. We celebrate communion today. We celebrate the gift of sharing our gifts, our talents, our abilities to facilitate and open the door for our friends, our loved ones, our family to be able to provide time, rest, and just overall self-care for themselves by showing up and giving community care. Take care. Send you a lot of love and blessings. Till next time.